Okay, welcome today to our interview series with Outstanding Professionals. I'm Stephen Ibaraki, and I'm conducting an interview with Rick Birkenstock, General Manager for Avanade Canada Solutions. Rick is an internationally recognized top-ranking business strategist and technology leader. Rick, you bring a substantive history of success to our audience as an internationally renowned business and technology leader. Considering your heavy schedule, we thank you for doing this interview with us.
Well, thank you, Stephen, and I am delighted to be with you today and looking forward to our conversation.
Can you describe your roles with Avanade?
Yeah, so my role with Avanade started almost 8 years ago in the United States when we launched the company in April of 2000. I joined as one of the first employees, and one of my first jobs at Avanade was to help build out our core infrastructure around the world. We opened 17 offices within the first 6 months. Around the globe, and so you can imagine that was a fairly interesting challenge. It involved a lot of travel. After that, I led our system engineering or our technology infrastructure practice for the Western United States for about 6 years, which then brought me to Canada when I became the Avanade Canada sales director. That lasted about 6 months, and for the last year and a half, I've been the general manager for Avanade Canada.
You know, this is a special time or point with Avanade in that it's your fifth anniversary, and there's been a considerable amount of success. So how did Avanade achieve this success, and what key lessons can you share?
I think that Avanade achieved the success not only in Canada but around the world in much the same way. It was the same formula used in every location that we started. And you know, the formula goes something like this. We're very smart about the business that we wanted to get into. We know exactly what it is that we do, and we stay true to that. We're not confused about, you know, what kind of IT services we bring to the market. We set out with a mission of being the best at what we do, which is focusing on the Microsoft solutions and products and how to integrate those within enterprises. So we have we bring customers a fantastic value proposition that I think really resonates with the market and has been proven out over time with our results in the market as well. You know, it's all about deep expertise, delivering on expectations, and some of our special or secret sauce that we bring to the table around, you know, just our the strength of our internal communities and the ability to get a question answered within seconds or minutes, certainly within a day, just by leveraging the knowledge network of people we have around the world. And then also our reusable assets, frameworks, and solutions that we've built and developed over the years here at Avanade.
So what do you hope to achieve in the next 5 years, and how will you meet these goals?
Well, of course, we hope to continue growing. We have a plan to continue growing here in Avanade Canada, as well as all of our major markets around the world. It starts with growing out our footprint in a lot of the major Canadian markets. And but more so than that, you know, we really, you know, I don't know if 5 years is really a time frame that I can indulge in thinking about. Certainly, that is a time frame that to most IT professionals is a long, long time. But we have a plan for the next 3 years in Avanade Canada that will look to double the size of our business here in Canada. What I think we'll need to do to achieve that plan, what I know we'll need to do, is we'll need to evolve our very tech-heavy and deep expertise business into one that also provides business solutions. Customers more and more are looking for, you know, not only the technical expertise, but for their services companies or their systems integrators to understand their business and be able to talk their language. So we'll be making, we are already making a number of investments in what we refer to as our enterprise business solutions, business intelligence, and business analyst skill capability groups. And one of the key factors or facts that I could give you just to demonstrate where we think we will get to in the next 3 years by doubling our business in Canada with this focus on a growth area around enterprise business solutions and BI. Right now, enterprise business solutions, or more well to the point, would be the Microsoft Dynamics suite of solutions plus business intelligence is probably about, you know, somewhere between 2 and 5% of our business today in Avanade Canada. In the next 3 years, I plan for it to be about 30% of our revenue here in Avanade Canada. So we are really looking to those types of business solutions and business intelligence as a primary way to really ignite and grow our marketplace here in Canada.
You have this sort of really interesting partnership, and it's thriving in this market where similar kinds of partnerships often struggle. Why is that so, and can you detail this partnership?
Yeah, so the interesting or unique relationship slash partnership that you're referring to is between our parent companies. You know, 8 years ago, a bet was made, right? And a bet was made by two big giants in the industry, Accenture and Microsoft. And they got together and they said, you know what, these products that Microsoft has, you know, while in spring of 2000 may not have been generally accepted as enterprise ready, I think that the people that were in the cigar smoke filled room decided that, hey, over time these products are going to evolve and they're going to get better, and enterprises are going to make more and more use of them and deploy them to run their businesses. So that is the genesis of why, you know, why this has been successful. But more than that, I mean, you know, to your point, Stephen, you know, there are lots of partnerships out there. There are, you know, and why is Avanade unique, right? Why is it not just another press release, like so many, many of them, of the others are, that sound great, come out with full of sound and fury, and then, you know, a year later, where are they? They're nowhere, right? Or they don't exist. I think Avanade was unique because there was a real level of commitment between Accenture and Microsoft, plus that fact that I mentioned a moment ago, that the Microsoft products continued wave after wave to get more and more enterprise ready and be accepted and be in the heart of these companies and how they run their business. It's absolutely happened. It's not, and it continues to happen across the industries that we work with.
Can you talk more about industry-tailored solutions, opening service delivery centers in Canada and establishing market share?
Sure, I'll take the first one around industry-tailored solutions and just talk a little bit about how we go to market in that way. You know, one of our parents, Accenture, is probably, if not the premier, you know, systems integrator in the world. It absolutely has the wealth of expertise industry by industry. And when you marry that up with our expertise in the technology arena and around Microsoft solutions and products, what you get and what you see is Accenture wanting to deliver for their customers the deep industry expertise via a vehicle known as, you know, we can talk about these various technology, you know, offerings that they have. So what's happened over the 8 years of Avanade and 5 years here at Avanade Canada is that we've helped Accenture build a lot of their industry offerings on the Microsoft.NET platform. Some of them are brand new. Some of them have been overhauled versions that were written on a non-Microsoft platform in the past that Avanade has now helped rebuild or reshape that or build from scratch on the .NET platform. So we really, you know, work very closely with Accenture on building out industry-tailored solutions. And it's something that the customers absolutely respond to. You know, there are plenty of examples. I mean, I think in any industry that you care to name, Accenture has literally dozens of solutions that fill needs and requirements that businesses in those industries have. A lot of them are very specific and very very niche, but very important to running those businesses. And when you have a solution that really speaks to their business, that's what customers will buy. And when you can deliver on that with the deep expertise on the technical know-how, then it's just a marriage made in heaven for us, right? And we've enjoyed quite a bit of success with Accenture around the world and, of course, including here in Canada. On your second point around opening service delivery centers, I think this is a very interesting trend for us that we're seeing. And I believe other integrators around the world are probably looking at this as well. You know, we launched a delivery center, you might call it a nearshore delivery center, in Montreal last December. And the success of the Avanade Delivery Center in Montreal has been proven out over the last year. We've grown it quite a bit on plan and had already 10 successful deliveries that have been delivered out of that Montreal Center. We plan to do probably at least two more of these delivery center style offices in the next 2 to 3 years here in Canada. We probably have at least three, if not another three as well, in launch mode in the U.S. And this is something that has been an interesting addition to the mix of how we do and deliver services for our customers. And what I mean by that is, in the past, there have really been two recipes for success, right? One is, you know, the traditional go on site, be with your customer, right? Just grab a chair at the office and, you know, bring the team in and work on site. The one that's a little more recent, the trend that's a little more recent is do the work offshore. You know, maybe you have a presence on site, but the bulk of the work is being done in some sort of labor arbitrage fashion in some corner of the world where it's a lot cheaper to bring the resources to bear. So this delivery center model or this service delivery center model is interesting because it's somewhere in the middle. It's, you know, a lower cost but higher, you know, higher quality output, much along the lines of, you know, what you get from an offshore development center model. But it's not on-site with the customers, right? So you don't need to parachute people in and travel them around. And really what enables this is the communications network that's available to us now and continues to evolve. Bandwidth is just there. And access over the Internet or other networks into corporate networks so that we can do the work that we need to do for them is a whole lot easier than it was even 5 to 8 years ago when we started Avanade. So those are two important trends that, you know, between the industry-tailored solutions and how we work with Accenture there, and then our success around opening Avanade delivery centers in metropolitan areas to service our customers.
What are the challenges and opportunities facing vendors in the Canadian marketplace, and how should they be addressed?
Well, I'll start with some of the challenges that I see them. You know, one of them, you know, is around just having deep expertise. I think the customers really respond, you know, to the people that can really roll up their sleeves, get under the hood, and understand the technology at a level that you won't find by just calling, you know, calling a body shop and asking for some help, right? There's a lot of the technologies have been commoditized, and a lot of the work can get pushed to other places that are, you know, cheaper to deliver and so on, and there's a lot of automation in the industry now as well. So really one of the things that's challenging us is, you know, is to us at Avanade, as well as just the industry that we're in, is being able to bring the best and the deepest experts to the table. That's what customers are willing to pay for. Another challenge or two here is just, you know, getting the multi-site delivery model right and being able to do it and deliver on time and on budget. And by that I mean just what I was referring to a moment ago around, you know, having an offshore delivery model, having a nearshore delivery model, and having an on-site with the customer model, and being able to blend all three of those is not exactly obvious or easy on how to do it. And we've had a proven methodology that's worked for us for the last several years as we've grown our offshore and nearshore operations. Another challenge is just in our industry is being able to provide business solutions for customers. It's no longer enough to just understand the technology. I referred to, you know, how work is getting pushed offshore more and more things are being automated by the software that's being developed itself, right? So what are you going to bring to the party that's going to be interesting for the customers and that's going to make them willing to pay for it? Well, if you understand their business and can help them, you know, deliver on the bottom line as well as do that interesting technical work, now you've got something that the customer really wants. And that's a value proposition that Avanade is bringing to the market here in Canada. In terms of opportunities, just to flip it around a little bit, speaking earlier about our enterprise business solutions as well as business intelligence or BI, I think those are fantastic opportunities in our industry. We're seeing these technologies and systems that are just very hot, very popular. Another one is around collaboration, you know, universal communication, and really, you know, the different tools and products that are out there to increase productivity. One final one that I'll just leave you with is, you know, in one industry here in Canada in particular that we see a lot of opportunity is around the resources industry, oil and gas, utilities. It seems right now that there's a huge amount of investment being made by these companies in their enterprise systems to run their businesses. They're getting a lot of infusion of capital and cash to go out and build their businesses and grow their businesses. And they're finding that their systems and their applications aren't up to the challenge. They've been neglected for 10 plus years. And these systems that were built, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago, you know, on a piece of technology that's either no longer supported, doesn't exist, or doesn't scale to an enterprise class, needs to be rewritten or overhauled or started from scratch, right? And that is an opportunity for Avanade as well as anybody in this business.
Can you provide your insights on current and future IT trends and how they will change the way Canadian companies do business in the future?
Well, I think one of the trends that we're seeing right now, you know, with Canadian businesses in particular is trying to understand their business first and foremost and translate what they're going through on the business side to, okay, how can we help you with technology to make you leaner and meaner, right? With a stronger dollar, you know, with the pressure of a global economy and a stronger dollar, it really means a lot to be able to bring these customers and companies here in Canada, you know, solutions that will help them, you know, save money. It'll be a better fit for their size organization and increase their productivity. So one of the things that we do here at Avanade Canada is look at, you know, okay, what are the Microsoft solutions that are available now or coming right around the corner? And how well do they fit for the Canadian marketplace? And it turns out, in fact, that, you know, I've talked a lot about how the Microsoft solutions and products are enterprise ready. They're absolutely enterprise ready. And in the Canadian market, I've found that they're an especially good fit for a lot of the Canadian companies, right? I don't know that it really makes sense, you know, if you're a mid-market manufacturer, you know, do you really need, you know, and can you afford both, you know, from a financial point of view and from a change to your organization point of view, can you really afford, you know, to implement, you know, Oracle or an SAP? Or, you know, is something like a Microsoft, you know, AX implementation under the Dynamics umbrella, is that something more, you know, a better fit for your organization, both in terms of, you know, that the amount of effort it's going to take to implement that solution, the amount of change that it'll create in your organization, and even all the way to training, right? I mean, a lot of these solutions from Microsoft, they look and feel the same way that what sits on your desktop does. So, you know, they just feel familiar, right? And they help, you know, build that people-ready business that Microsoft talks so much about in their marketing campaigns. It's really there. So, you know, and then you've got other products and solutions from Microsoft that are out now or coming around the corner. They're increasing productivity. All the collaboration tools. You think about Server 2008 that's coming out this spring and what that's going to mean for enterprises that want to do more with less. Sort of the mantra that's been out in the industry for a long time now. But, you know, Microsoft's really doing some interesting things with their new server product, right? You know, introducing and including server virtualization in their next version of the server product is going to mean a lot of cost savings for enterprises that need to consolidate and rationalize their data centers. So that's exciting. And I think those are some of the trends, you know, just on a thumbnail sketch basis that are happening here in Canada that we are trying to address at Avanade for our customers.
Can you delve into the top risks for businesses and how they can be resolved?
That's another great question, Stephen. I think it almost goes hand in hand with the previous question, and I'll answer it with again, you know, a reference to the, you know, as the Canadian dollar remains very strong, it's incumbent upon almost every Canadian business that you can think of has a tie or a linkage to the U.S. economy, and even in places where you would least expect it, right? Like if you think about oil and gas. You're like, wow, that's booming. Well, you know, they should be doing great. But in fact, it's not so simple. And when you think about how they spend their money in Canada in Canadian dollars, which are appreciating, but their products, if you will, the oil and the gas and other you know, downstream products from those are all priced in U.S. dollars, which is depreciating. So you're spending more and getting less, right? So you know, and the obvious sectors in the Canadian marketplace, such as manufacturing. are hard hit as well, right? But it, I guess my point there is even the unexpected is impacted by a strong Canadian dollar. And the challenge there is, again, helping these companies become leaner and meaner in their IT operations and the solutions that they implement to run their business, as well as being able to increase the productivity of their information workers by introducing a huge suite of collaborative tools that Microsoft has rolled out in the last year and continues to roll out, as well as the business intelligence platform that has been launched last year by Microsoft. And all these tools really help businesses become more effective and more efficient in how they operate.
Let's see if we can turn the tables here. What questions would you ask if you were doing this interview, and what would be your answers?
Another interesting topic. So I would actually talk about, in our business of being a services company for customers, you know, we really are a people and knowledge company, right? We are selling our knowledge capital for companies. And the knowledge capital that we have doesn't come from thin air. It comes from our people. So our biggest asset is our people. And I guess the question, if you turn the tables on me, the question I would ask is, you know, where do you find your people? How do you keep them? How do you grow them? It's a very competitive market for people with great skills in information technology. So how do you get them? How do you keep them? So, and I think about the answer for that, and it has to start with something that we've done at Avanade, which I don't know if is necessarily unique in general terms, but I think in the way we've implemented it and the way we continue to support it is a nice program. It's a program that we focus on university hires, and we put them through an induction program of about 6 weeks in duration that we refer to as Ignition. And this gives them a wonderful introduction into our business, into the way we do things, helps them understand our best practices and patterns and what are all of our tools and assets that are in the tool bag, you know, to go out and deliver for our customers. We give them a great career path, right? A great place to launch a career and hopefully, you know, stay at Avanade for a career. And you know, we really, you know, are valuing our people. We're developing what we're referring to as the employee value proposition. So I talked to you a little bit earlier about a customer value proposition. Equally, we have a very well-developed employee value proposition that is beginning to take shape right now and be rolled out within Avanade. Also, along with that, it's become a pillar to our three-year plan for Avanade globally, something we're referring to as Plan 2011, which is being worked on right now, will be done in late winter, but essentially is our company-wide plan for what we're going to look like in 3 years. And one of the biggest and most important pillars of that plan is around our people.
You know, Rick, you've had an incredible amount of success, and if you can sort of condense that down into two or three sort of pointers for those professionals that are out there that want to achieve the same kind of recognition, the same kind of career path that you have and continue to build, what would you suggest to them? What kind of advice would you give to them?
Well, let's see. My advice to people in this industry would be around, you know, being clear about what it is you want to be good at, right? And sticking to that. You know, trying to be good at a lot of things. There's a lot of things you could do in IT, from services or just at IT in a company, right? There's a lot of things you could focus on. You've got to pick what you really love and what you're really passionate about and stay true to that. The other thing is pick an employer that's going to give you a career path. You know, a lot of people these days, you know, they jump from employer to employer looking for, a bump in salary here, a bump in salary there. You know, a career is a long time, and you can make short-term decisions that might put a few more dollars in your pocket. But is it, you know, are you going to be in 5 years where you would be if you were at an employer that gave you a career path like Avanade does, frankly, right? And, you know, somebody that's going to invest in training and a career path and give you wonderful opportunities to grow and expand and learn new technologies and apply them in interesting ways for all kinds of customers That's really the part, really core to the employee value proposition that I talked about a moment ago here at Avanade, right? It's, hey, we're going to give you all the tools. We're going to surround you with lots of smart people just like you. We're going to go out and deliver interesting solutions, give you plenty of training along the way. You're going to learn. You're always going to be on the beginning edges of the product life cycle from Microsoft. So if you want to work hard and you want to remain challenged, you pick a technology that you think is gonna have some staying power, and I certainly believe in the Microsoft platform. And you pick a company that has some staying power and is going to give you something and going to invest in yourself to grow your career. So those would be the few points that I would have for anybody listening and interested in the IT industry, especially in IT services.
Maybe I'll drill down a bit here. What specific attributes or characteristics do you have or have you worked on that led to your success?
Oh boy. Well, let's see. I would start with, I think it is just, being focused and working really hard. It is a lot of work. I don't think that's unique to my personal situation, but the IT industry is very demanding. If you're up for the challenge and you want to work hard, there are significant opportunities and rewards out there for people. And for me personally, I think it's really just been about, heads down, working hard, making sure to deliver for customers every step along the way. My whole career has been in IT services, and it's been thrilling, right? I mean, every few months it feels, from project to project, it's almost like you're starting a new job every project, right? And so the excitement level and engagement level of just keeping myself occupied and challenged is so high that it just sort of feeds on itself for me, right? So if you're the type of person that gets bored easily, likes new challenges, wants to work hard, IT services is where it's at, and that's been, sort of a snapshot of what my career's been like the whole time, like I said, in IT services.
It sounds like, though, you also have developed an excellent ability to develop relationships and manage those relationships, to manage expectations. You focused on having some kind of business acumen together with sort of a service-oriented attitude. I noticed there's a lot of soft skills elements to where the industry may be going, but also in terms of, the kinds of communications you do with your employees and with your customers and broader to the industry. How important do you think those are as compared to, let's say, the technical elements?
That's a fantastic question. And I would say the following. The softer skills, the communication skills are absolutely imperative. Unless you are the world guru on a technology, what you have to be aware of is that just being really deep on a technology is not going to cut it forever, right? More and more of the kind of work we do is either, something that can be automated, if not now, in the future, or something that can be done cheaper somewhere else in the world. So to stay ahead of the game, you need to be able to, translate, your technical expertise and know-how into something that the business values and that you can articulate to the business, right? So that means, I guess what I'm saying, not to paint a doom and gloom picture by any stretch of the imagination, but what it is incredibly important. If you just have the technical, you really, at best, only have half of what you need in today's market. You do need to have an ability to understand and translate from business requirements into technical requirements and be able to talk to the business and understand their vocabulary and be relevant to them and give them the value that they're looking for when they're looking for IT solutions.
Rick, do you have any final closing comments you wish to make?
My final closing comments would just be around, the interesting and exciting, times that we live in the IT industry right now. It's certainly been on an upswing for IT services in the last about 5 years. I don't think, there's really any end in sight. Companies are going to continue to want and demand these services, and there's going to be a very bright future for anybody in this industry. I'm very bullish on Avanade's growth plans here in Canada, and we'll be very excited to remain a part of that growth plan and build the Avanade Canada of the future.
Rick, we will continue to follow your significant contributions to the industry, to society, to the profession itself, and we thank you for coming in and sharing your time and your wisdom with us.
Well, thank you for having me, Stephen. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.